The lawsuit was filed by Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. It seeks court action to prevent the state from forcing county clerks who are against the new law to issue driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. Kearns, speaking a few days before the suit was filed, said he believes the New York law is unconstitutional.
I believe that this is a violation of federal law.
In the papers filed in U.S. District Court in Western New York, Kearns says the conflict between state law and federal law puts him in an impossible position. Anu Joshi is with the New York Immigration Coalition. She says it's a frivolous lawsuit that will ultimately fail.
It's just one more anti-immigrant attack on New York's residents, and we don't feel it has any possibility of moving forward. And I think, you know, taxpayers should be quite upset about this, that their taxpayer dollars are being used for this kind of frivolous lawsuit.
She says 12 other states already allow undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses, and not a single one of those laws has been struck down in court. Governor Cuomo, speaking Tuesday after an unrelated event at the Albany airport, says he expected lawsuits after the measure was passed.
It's a political issue, and some people are polarized on the issue. Many people are polarized, and you're going to see it play out politically.
Cuomo continued to question the ultimate success of the new law, saying that he's not convinced it contains enough protections to prevent the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, from accessing the undocumented immigrant's personal information on the state DMV database.
I think the federal government is going to aggressively continue. I think this is now going to play into the president's politics. He's going to say, you have a database of undocumented people. I want access to it. He's promised to deport millions of people. I think he's going to get more aggressive, not less aggressive. And you'll see this play out in the courts, whether or not a state can stop the federal government from accessing its law enforcement databases. It's going to be a very tough political, legal question.
The governor's comments come after a New York Times report found that ICE used facial recognition software to scan driver's license databases in three other states in search of undocumented immigrants. Joshi, with the New York Immigration Coalition, says the new law includes specific protections against ICE accessing New York's DMV database. She says it has the strongest privacy protections of any law in the country. Her group issued a strongly worded statement saying the governor should stop throwing cold water on the new law and accusing Cuomo of engaging in a charade to scare immigrants about the ICE boogeyman.
It's funny that he would say something like that when he has the power to protect the recipients of these licenses. He can ensure that ICE and others don't have access to the data as stated in the law. And so I think, you know, we just really want the governor to do his job, to implement the laws that the legislature passed, and might I remind him that he signed into law, and, you know, start this program off, do community education, and protect the people that he's sworn to protect.
The state's attorney general, Tish James, has also said she believes New York's law will hold up to a court challenge and contains adequate protections against any attempts by ICE to access the DMV database. Cuomo says he hopes James is right. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.